Let's take a little break from the news of the day for some new music from the band Perfume Genius, which is out with a new album called Set My Heart on Fire Immediately. The New York Times calls it thrilling. Pitchfork says it glides between sublime melodies and grimy guttural dissonance, embracing the joys and burdens of the human body and its innumerable intangible yearnings. The lead singer and songwriter is 38-year-old Mike Hadrius. Here's the song, Your Body Changes Everything.
Your body changes everything. You are anchoring until you fit beneath me, and you're breaking like a wave. Your body changes everything. I can hardly breathe, and now you're right above me, and your shadow suffocates.
I spoke with Mike Hadrius last week, and I asked him what it's like to release an album in the midst of a pandemic.
It feels good to have something out, and it feels good to feel the outside world a little more, you know, and have the music be connecting to people and knowing people are listening.
Well, I imagine you finished this before everybody was sheltering in place.
Yeah. I mean, it's always strange because you have this thing that you made that is essentially created for other people, but it's just sort of sitting there alone for months.
What do you think is different about this album than your previous ones?
I mean, just technically, I'm thinking about albums while I'm making them. I'm thinking about all these songs are going to be a record, and they even know who I'm going to record them with and what the songs are capable of having. You know, when I first started writing songs, I wasn't thinking about an audience. I wasn't thinking about a studio. There was no studio. I wrote and recorded them all in my mom's living room.
And who are you thinking about as you write this one? Or is there a person that you have in mind that you are singing to?
Well, I definitely was singing to people on this record. I think there's some songs that I've made before that I sing at people. Or I feel like I'm witnessed singing for myself on the recording. But these songs, I wrote for other people and to them. And I was thinking about the person listening while I was singing and even performed in a way and even held the microphone almost like I was singing into an ear. Hmm.
Let me listen to one song. The way that this album starts, it's a very powerful song called Whole Life. Let's take a listen.
Half of my whole life is gone. Let it drift and wash away.
I was looking at a friend's post online about this after he heard this song, he said it brought him to tears. Tell me what this song is about and what you were trying to say here.
I feel like everything good in my life has come from a real shift and is the result of a real like change of direction. And I could either feel that was happening to me while I was writing and around the time that I was writing this record, or I was trying to force it. I just want to move towards something else and shake off where I've been and shake off where I want to go even. And just, you know, keep all the good and leave all the bad. Hmm.
It's somber, though. It does sound somber, like you're leaving away something that you don't want to think about anymore.
Yeah. Well, and I'm used to how I live. For better or for worse, and you get attached to ways that you deal with things, ways that you think about things, even if they're not necessarily warm or serve you very well, there's still a comfort in them because they are practiced, you know. And it always feels like sort of sad to let behaviors go, even if they're bad, if you've done them for a long time.
Just for our listeners who don't know much about you, you endured a lot as a teenager growing up in the suburbs of Seattle. Your parents divorced. You were openly gay at 15. You were the target of death threats and homophobic attacks. You had a lot of trauma to endure.
Yeah. I got mugged And I got, you know, harassed in high school, and it was pretty relentless and full on. And essentially, I just stopped going to school and just smoked outside of it for months. I mean, I don't know if I had it any better or worse than anybody else, but definitely enough for me to be processing it for a while and enough to make songs about in order to try to conjure up those feelings that I pushed down about it.
Now, you also have some songs on this album that are much more upbeat than the one that we just heard. I want to listen to one of them. This is called On the Floor.
On the floor, I pace, I run my mouth, I pray, and wait, I cross out his name on the page. How much of this washes away? How much of my body is safe? How much of my walking around? How much of this heart is in my rising fall of his chest on me?
Now, this song has a blend of funk and pop sound that make you want to dance to it, but the lyrics actually aren't celebratory at all. What is the story behind this song?
I guess what I was thinking about is how a crush or any sort of unrequited love can feel really selfish eventually. And it just becomes like this obsession that lives on its own. It doesn't really have anything to do with the other person in the end. But at the same time, where it started was like genuinely caring for someone else and feeling love, you know. And then I mixed that in with the feeling of a crush when you're younger, especially as a queer person, that can be mixed with a lot of guilt and shame because you, who you love and who you have a crush on, maybe you're not supposed to, or you've been taught that there's something inherently wrong with that. But at the same time, it still feels warm and joyous and thrilling because you love someone. And those two things existing at the same time is really confusing.
We see you express yourself through dance in the video for this song. Dance and movement have always been incorporated into your work over the years, but it's taken more of a lead role. Now, why do you think that is?
I think part of it is the simplicity of it. I mean, I'm talking a lot about processing feelings and emotions, and I talk a lot and I write a lot and I get sick of that. And, you know, sometimes there's something really uncomplicated about just picking someone up and throwing them across the room. I mean, we're doing it in a performative, artful way, but it's still, you know, selfishly very therapeutic for me. And I don't have to talk anymore. I don't have to think about it. And I felt like I was, you know, just guided by instinct and feeling.
Who are you guided by when it comes to influences?
I think if I was, like, directly influenced by anybody on this record, I was thinking a lot about Roy Orbison and Elvis when I was writing. That specific, like, way of performing vulnerability and masculinity and feel. And the music itself, especially their ballads that I've been listening to since I was a kid. And thinking about what would my music be like, or the things that I want to talk about that are important to me if I filtered them through this way of performing and singing, and also if I structured them like these songs that are classics and that I've been listening to my entire life and not just for like a summer or when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am glad you brought up Elvis, because the last song that I want to play actually is not on this album, but it is it's one that you have done. One of my favorite, maybe my favorite Elvis song of all time. Let's listen.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you.
So can't help falling in love with you in a way that probably nobody's ever heard before. Is it accurate to say that you enjoy the art of reinvention?
Yeah, I do. It's cozy. I find it very cozy. Mm-hmm.
So how do you then take this album and bring it to the world at this point? Because you can't tour at the moment, can you? Like anybody else?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still figuring that out. You know, I had a lot of ideas for videos and for the stage show and you know, there are a lot of people involved in it, and it takes a lot of people to do all this, and also you go to a lot of places to do it, and all that's kind of been taken away. So I'm trying to figure out, how can I have ideas that feel as inspired or good in this current situation, instead of trying to jam old ones into it that aren't going to really make sense. You know, I don't want to live stream just to do it, because that's what you're supposed to do. I want to make sure when I am doing like a concert from home, which even just saying that is bothersome to me. Maybe if I had like fog machines or something in here, but it's just, I don't know, pointing a camera on myself in this house at this time period just feels very much like something I don't want to do.
That is Mike Hadrius, who is the lead singer and songwriter for the band Perfume Genius, which is out with a new album called Set My Heart on Fire Immediately. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Nice talking to you.
We've got more information on the new album at hereandnow.org.